The Charity of the Week, brought to you by Kell Properties.
We are finding out again about Lukey's Aid, in memory, of course, of Lucas Martin. We've been hearing from Brett all about the charity. And Brett, it's lovely to have you back.
Thank you.
And obviously, we're talking to you again because this year, of course, you are the Sporting Bears chosen charity. For those that don't remember Sporting Bears, just remind us what that's all about.
Yeah, Sporting Bears is a charity that's affiliated with a company called Scenic Car Tours, and Scenic are the organisers of the Festival of Motoring, which is taking place in a couple of weeks' time on the island. I was involved originally in helping facilitate the event. I worked quite closely with Scenic back in, actually it was before COVID, and they developed the event from that, and then obviously when they heard about Lucas, they wanted to do something to honour his memory, and they very kindly spoke to Sporting Bears, who agreed that we could be their designated charity, as we were in 2024 also.
And so this is to do with the dream car experience, isn't it? So tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, well, on the Saturday of the event, all of the cars that are involved are down on the promenade, on the esplanade, and they have a sort of a family open day, for want of a better description. And as part of that, they have several supercars down there, and people pay to go in the supercar and have a ride around town. I don't think it's the high speed or anything like that, but it's just the, you know, being in these sort of £150,000 plus type vehicles. And the proceeds are collected and they go to a chosen charity, and it's us.
Which is fantastic.
Yeah.
And just tell us a little bit about what that money goes to.
It's a mix of things. Our primary aim is to help young people facing adversity. So that can be literally from toddlers right through to sort of people in their early 20s. And we want to try and help them overcome adversity, essentially. So we're looking for people who have some challenge in their life that's holding them back. We always said about Lucas, it was in his nature to be a driven person and to succeed in life. And we like to think it was in his nurture as well, but not everybody has that. Some people have a real wish to do well in life, but circumstances hold them back. So we want to kind of pull the rug from under those circumstances and let them fulfill their potential.
And as we've discussed previously, and you mentioned again earlier this week, Lucas was very much someone who wanted to give his friends a helping hand. And this is something that you only found out about actually after his death, isn't it?
Yeah, largely. I mean, we knew that he was really a son to be proud of. But it was really, he never came home and said, you know, Dad, I've done this and I've done that. He just wasn't like that. And it was only after his passing we started to get these emails and letters and cards coming in from people from all over the place, really. I mean, were people who had been at school with him, who might have come from, Austria or Germany or somewhere like that. And they were feeling very lonely when they got to the school, and he would put an arm around them and invite them to be part of the rugby team or become part of his friends group. People who having mental health challenges at school, just through loneliness or growing up, the teenage angst thing, and he'd help them. And it was incredible. I mean, we were getting emails. We got an email from one guy talking about Austria. His chap lived in Vienna, and he said he was going to light a candle in the cathedral to Lucas because he'd helped him so much when he'd been kind of dumped at the school by his parents, 2,000 miles from his home. And that was one of maybe 50 or 60 examples of that we got. Yeah, it was quite extraordinary. So that's what really drove us to create the charity.
So you're continuing on essentially that legacy. I mean, it's the sort of thing that most of us would be proud of ourselves for, affecting one person like that. But, you know, in his very short life at the end of the day, he'd affected, as you said, 50 or 60 and probably more.
Yes. And he's also helped, I think he has helped people. You know, some of his friends, I won't name names, but I know that they, some of them were struggling with their schoolwork or struggling with university or finding difficulties, finding their sort of focus in life. And, a lot of them will turn around to me today and say it was because of Lucas and the fact that he just said, come on, you're going to do this or you're going to get through it or whatever, that they're now succeeding in life. And that of itself is, you know, makes me feel so proud.
I'm not surprised. Yeah. And I'm guessing that is the very voice that's in your head and saying, come on, Dad, you can do the Loch Ness Marathon.
Oh, yes. The Loch Ness Marathon. Yeah, yeah. Well, he had me going up Kilimanjaro at the beginning of the year, which I never thought in my wildest nightmares that I would do. But yeah, it was a fantastic trek and we raised a lot of money. And after that finished, we thought, right, what's the next thing? And my second son, Bradley, he lives in just south of Edinburgh. And he said, oh, the Loch Ness Marathon, we've got to do the Loch Ness Marathon. That's the next one. So he planted the seeds and it seemed like a good idea X number of months ago after I just got back from Kilimanjaro. But now with it just 3 weeks away, it's pretty daunting stuff. But we'll do it. It's myself, it's Connor and Bradley, Lucas's two brothers, and Niamh, Bradley's new fiance. We're all doing it. I'm expecting to take up the rear by a substantial time.
You're training, though. You're putting in a lot of hours of training.
I am, but so are they, and they're 30-odd years younger than me. So,
are you a competitive family?
Yes, undoubtedly. I mean, Lucas was the sort of... he was probably the one that was the most driven competitive of us all. But yes, it's come down to the generation for me. I'm a bit like that. My other two sons are kind of quietly like that, I suppose. They won't set the marker like Lucas would say. Lucas would have said, I'll beat you by an hour and a half, Dad, you know. The others will not say it, but quietly think it.
Yeah.
So yeah, we are. Yeah, we'll all finish.
And I mean, they're two incredibly different challenges, and to do both of them in the year, climbing a mountain and running around the loch, I mean, that's quite a lot to take on, but it's so worth it, isn't it? Because you are raising huge amounts of money for the charity.
We are. Yeah, yeah. It gives us a purpose as well. I mean, I actually started running after we lost Lucas at the age of 64. I was looking for something which didn't sort of bring back all the memories, and Lucas and I, we kind of, well, I coached him football, I coached him rugby, we went cycling together, we went and watched rallies together, we did so many different sports, and it was very hard to find something that was just slightly kind of, you know, it wasn't going to bring back the memories every time I did it. And my eldest son Connor said, oh, I'm going to start running, so come on, have a go. So I did, and that's kind of started it all, really. It was just that finding a little bit of peace and tranquility and running in the forest and all the rest of it that was the genesis of the marathon attempt.
Well, wonderful thing. And I've got to say, you know, you're the perfect example of how families have got each other's backs, aren't you?
Yes. Yeah, we're a very, very close family. You know, I can't think we all feel that Lucas is still there pulling the strings.
Definitely.
But yeah, we are. We're very close. And I think, you know, we've each helped the others through it. I think having the purpose of events like this, because it is Connor and Bradley and Niamh that are running in the marathon, but my wife, Nicola, will be in the support team. Rachel, who's expecting her first baby, she'll be in the support team as well. So we'll all be there. We'll all be running or administering.
They'll be there with the energy drinks.
Exactly.
Yeah. And the motivational words.
Yes,
exactly.
Yeah,
and up ahead, Lucas will be there running on saying, I'm still ahead of you.
Yes. And laughing his head off at
exactly,
what I'm doing.
Exactly. I can imagine. Well, just let people know how they can support you and especially put their money behind this brilliant marathon attempt.
Well, we've got a Just Giving page open. So it's an awful long address, so I can't really give you that. But if anybody's interested in helping us on that, if they just go to the Just Giving page and put in search Lucky's Aid and we'll come up. I think we've got two on the go at the moment. My brother Paul is going to do a skydive. So I don't think he's got a date set for that yet, but that's hopefully in 2026. And then our marathon attempt is on the 28th of September.
So it's fast approaching. And then before that, of course, we've got the Sporting Bears with a dream car. So how do people sign up for that?
Well, that's literally, as far as I know, that's just a question of turning up on the day, you'll get a slot. You pay your money, and they're very organised. They have a sort of marquee tent there and all the cars on display, and I think you choose which car you want to to go in, and they give you a time slot, and off you go.
And it's quite the spectacle. Even if you don't get in the cars, go and have a look at them, because it's a wonderful thing to see, isn't it?
The whole event is, you know, the scenic car tours and Sporting Bears, they're fantastic organisers. They, you know, I'd encourage anybody to get out there and watch it. It's a spectacle in itself, seeing the hundreds and hundreds of these cars. The organisation's impeccable, and the promenade display is great fun. It's a great family day.
Wonderful thing to be part of. Brett, as ever, thank you so much for chatting with us, and good luck with the marathon. You are totally going to smash it, I can tell. I can imagine it. You're going to be up front.
Well, I'm not sure up front, but thank you, Christy. Thank you for the vote of confidence.
The Charity of the Week, brought to you by Kell Properties.